Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And joining us, as he does every Wednesday, Dr. Carl, a very good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Dr. Howard. How absolutely fabulous to be with you again.
Well, I don't know, you say the nicest things, that's for sure. So we've actually discussed this always at home, and I've always wondered about it. Do babies see in black and white when they are born and then evolve into having color vision? What do we know about this?
Well, they are born with all of the cells in the retina. So you've got two eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Each globe is about 24 millimeters across when you are an adult, but it starts off a bit smaller at about 13 and keeps on growing. At birth, everything is a blur. Oh, sorry, in the retina. In the retina, there are about 6 million cells in three different classes that are sensitive to red and green and blue, potentially, when they're an adult, when all of the wiring is kicked in. You see, babies are born about 3 months premature. You can't have them fully cook inside the uterus,
right,
which you'd like to, because they'd be too big to get out. So for the first 3 months, they're a mess. If they sleep, you're lucky. If they don't sleep, you just go with the flow. And
Dr. Carl seems to have frozen there.
No, we just lost you.
Oh, there we go. Again. Now you're back. Now you're back.
So as they mature, things get better. So everything is a blur when they're born. Their sharpness is about 5%. So imagine you're wearing really somebody else's glasses that are completely bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's worse than that. And they don't really have stereo. So they sort of reach out and they're just sort of missing things. And that happens several months old. And faces, they're sort of set for a focus of about 30 centimeters. I can see the face of the milk machine, and that's kind of it. You know, like one foot in the money, right?
Mm.
Okay. And by the way, in general, most mothers hold the baby on the left-hand side. And if you look at the pictures of the Madonna and the Jesus Christ child,
yes,
90% of them have the baby on the left. So when the baby is on the left, the image of the baby lands on the right side of the parent's retina, which then goes to the left side of the brain. So you fall in love with this creature that's going to cost you $100,000 and take away all your sleep for several years. So they can't focus close up, but anything is far away. They do have the three different color receptors that are sensitive to red, green, and blue, but they're not fully wired up. And they've got the 100 million ones that work at night in low levels. They're the rods. So they've got the rods and the cones. C for cone, C for color, three
right,
classes of cones. But by the time they're around 6 months, they've got adult levels of sharpness. They tell this by doing little tests. And even a brand new baby, if you do a little swirly black and white pattern on the screen, they'll go, look, and they'll just start staring at it. So the cones,
right,
they get, by 2 months, they can tell red and green apart very well. And a few weeks later, so you do little spirals with red and green, you give them rewards, they can tell blues and yellows, but the colors need to be intense. They can't be washed out. And even at 4 months, they need the blues and the yellows to be more intense. They can see them, but they tend to be less different from each other. And by the time they're about a year, they're well and truly there. Different languages do different colors. So you and I are stuck with seeing seven colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
You know the story, that's all because Isaac Newton was in love with the Bible.
I didn't know this. Tell me.
So Isaac Newton was a brilliant scientist.
Yes.
But he spent more time on Bible studies than he did on science,
right,
and he noticed that in the Bible they kept on mentioning the number seven over and over,
right.
So he did his thing with his prism, you know, the dark side of the moon cover, which is a wrong physics, by the way, but don't even go into that. So he did the prism thing, and he saw six colors, but the Bible said seven all over the place. So he threw in this stupid color called indigo.
I've never understood indigo. Is there a male on Earth who understands indigo?
No, it's
exactly
a crazy color.
Yeah, exactly.
And so different societies around the world, when they look at the rainbow, they have anything between four and 16 colours, depending on where they are in the world and how important colours are to them in their native life. So by the time of a year, babies are pretty well there, but they definitely don't see in black and white. They see in washed out, faded colour with everything out of focus.
So interesting. If somebody is colorblind, do they see color but can't distinguish it, or do they see it differently? And is that from birth?
There is one sort of color blindness found only in the albinos,
right,
where they have no color receptors at all.
Ah, wow.
So then they're working with the rods, and all they see is monochrome shades. But in males, depending on where you are in the world, between 2% and 5% of males are missing one of the three color receptors. Remember, there's red and green and blue. They've got the blue. Overwhelmingly, they have the blue, but they have either the red or the green, but not both. And so they can see a blue sky like you and I can see a blue sky, but a red sunset will kind of look yellowish. And the way that the transport authorities around the world have got around this, besides always having the colours in the same order, green at the top, and then red, you know, yellow and red, the green has got a bit of blue in it.
Oh, that's so interesting. So we can't pick it up, but they'll be able to pick it up.
Yeah, so they pick up three colours. They see blue, yellow, and red, whereas we see green, yellow, and red. They've thrown in enough blue just to make those people happy.
That is very interesting. Tell us about the political left and political right. Where did this come from?
It began back in the 1700s, and we can put it down to a specific event. The first year of the French Revolution, 1789, and the seating arrangement at the National Assembly. And then the Baron de Gauville, forgive my pronunciation, wrote,
"That's very nice.
Those of us attached to our king and their religion," so this is the first year of the French Revolution, "those of us attached to our king and their religion positioned ourselves to the right of the presiding member to avoid the shouting and indecent language coming from the other side." So the people who were on the right side of the main speaker, they were the old royalty and nobility, and so they were the right wing, and then they talk about them on the right and them on the left. And by 1814, right and left were then being used to describe historic or political ideologies, the right being more on the old order and the left on the new order. But it's kind of got confused, because one thing I like about the concept of being a conservative is that you conserve the good things from the past. And there are some good things, like houses are better if they've got trees around them.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and so, but it's got confusing. And at the moment, we're going through a sort of a pendulum swing worldwide with politics left and right, and the pendulum swings. I'm kind of seeing America is going through some sort of phase like they did in the Prohibition. They banned alcohol, and they realized within a few years it was a dumb mistake, you know. But and who knows what will happen when we come through it.
Absolutely.
All's in flux.
Dr. Carl, thank you. As always, Dr. Carl is our science communicator. We speak to him every Wednesday at this time. I'd love to hear from you. 061-895-1019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.